I want surveillance of certain mosques, okay?
We're gonna save you that.
Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah.
Assalamu alaikum. How you guys doing? We're in sunny Florida. Continuing our trip, trying to meet some wonderful people out here, trying to connect. Alright guys, we're in Boca Raton, here at the masjid, trying to meet the community here, see what these Muslims are doing.
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
Nice little volleyball court over here you can play, very nice. Basketball courts, beautiful. Assalamu alaikum guys, how you doing? I told you I'm gonna be looking for some wonderful people. I met the Imam here, Imam
Fathi Khalfi.
Fathi Khalfi. Now, there's a lot of people who wanna know what these Muslims are doing in these mosques. Trump was even talking about setting up maybe some surveillance and whatnot.
I want surveillance of certain mosques, okay? If that's okay. I want surveillance.
We're gonna save you that. You gave a wonderful talk today. So for the people, the not yet Muslims who are out there, that we encourage to come to the mosque, to connect with the Muslims, I wanna cover 3 points that you talked about today. One was that there was a question asked about the Creator, God Almighty, and what religion, what way of life is pleasing to God. And you mentioned this word in Arabic, what is it again?
Al-Hanifiyyatu Samha.
Can you take it from here and tell us this point?
Yes, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was asked, what is the most beloved religion to God? So he, peace be upon him, said, Al-Hanifiyyatu Samha. And like I said in the khutbah, Al-Hanifiyyah means the religion that contains no polytheism, the religion that establishes the true concept of the oneness of God. That is Al-Hanifiyyah. And Samha meaning it is an easy religion, it is a tolerant religion, it facilitates for people their tasks, religious and worldly tasks. And what is Al-Hanifiyyah Samha? Al-Hanifiyyah Samha is Islam. And Islam is the religion of all prophets and messengers, peace be upon them all. And like I said, God said in the Quran, Ibrahim was a Hanif Muslim. And he was not among the polytheists, meaning Ibrahim was a true believer in the oneness of God. The concept of oneness of God, like I said, the oneness of God in Islam includes the oneness in his lordship, that there is no creator, there is no sustainer, there is no one who gives and takes life except God. And the oneness in his names and attributes, meaning that God is not comparable to his creation and his creation is not comparable to him. He does not share those attributes and qualities with his creation, and his creation does not share these attributes and qualities with him. And therefore, he's the only one worthy of worship. So this is the first part, Al-Hanifiyyah. As-Samha meaning it is a religion that facilitates for people their life. And as you heard in the khutbah, we gave many examples, like I said, a drop from an ocean, which the Prophet, peace be upon him, Muhammad, the last messenger of God, taught his followers and his companions how to apply and how to perform, how to practice that tolerance and that ease in the worldly life. And you saw a lot of examples, whether it's related to the regular daily tasks of life or whether it is related to the religion itself.
Wonderful. I mean, this is just something that connects what we call the fitra, the natural disposition of the
yes.
human being, worshiping the creator, not the creation. One other thing you mentioned was Abraham.
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Yes.
Ibrahim.
And you talked about, you know, in the Quran there's a passage talking about that he wasn't a Jew or a Christian, but he was
a Muslim.
And people are like, what are you talking about? Can you go ahead and elaborate on that?
Yes, sure. So every prophet of God is a Muslim, and everyone who follows a prophet at his time is a Muslim until the last prophet and messenger came, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he finished the message of all the prophets who came before him. And therefore, now those who follow Muhammad, peace be upon him, are called Muslims. So what is Islam? What is Muslim anyway? Islam in the Arabic terminology means istaslam, which means to submit. All right, so submit to what and to who? Submit to God and obey his commands. So that is the literal meaning. In the religious meaning, it means to testify that there is no one worthy of worship except God, and that Muhammad is his messenger, to perform the five daily prayers, to fast, to give charity, obligatory charity, and to perform the Hajj. So that is the five pillars of Islam. That is the religious terminology. But the literal terminology, when you say I'm a Muslim, meaning I submit to God and obey his commands. And every prophet and messenger of God obeyed God and submitted to his command, and submitted to God and obeyed his command. And every follower of the prophets submitted to God and followed his commands. For example, in the Quran, in so many verses, God tells us that the disciples of Jesus, peace be upon him, they said, "Qalu amanna billahi wa shahid bi anna muslimun." They said, "We believed in Allah, oh Jesus, peace be upon him, and testify, be witness that we are Muslims." They did not say that we are Christians. Because when you say Christ, Christian, you are following a man. Jew, you are following something, a man, Yehuda. But when you say a Muslim, you submitting to God and obeying his commands. Every prophet and every messenger was a Muslim. And the message, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, "Inna dina inda Allah al-Islam." The religion before Allah is Islam. There is no other religion. There is no two or three religions. There is only one religion. And therefore, all the prophets were Muslim. What does it mean? Meaning they obeyed God and submitted to God and obeyed his command. And that is what Islam is all about. And when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came, he was the seal of all prophets. Because every prophet was sent to certain people at a certain time with certain rules. The message is one, to submit to God and obey his commands. That's not going to change. But the rules of interaction will change from people, from generation to generation. For example, Quran tells us that when Jesus, peace be upon him, came to the children of Israel, he told them, وَلِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And he came to you to make things for you that were unlawful, to make them lawful for you. This is not the now you are believing in one God, now you can believe in two or three. No. This is things related to food, to marriage, to divorce, to inheritance, things like that. When Islam came, the belief of God stayed. It's not going to change. This will never change from Adam until the day of judgment. But now the rules. Now we're talking about the rules, set of rules that are good not only for people in Arabia or people at certain time, at certain place, but for people all over the world and at all time. And that is the religion of Islam today.
Sheikh, tell us, what do you feel now is the biggest misconceptions? You guys are, we're down south now, right?
Yes.
That people have, and you've experienced it. Have people, obviously the mosque here is open. Anyone wants to come, yeah, knock, they can come in and,
yes,
and listen and,
yes,
and learn and connect.
Yes.
But what have you seen through your experience is the biggest misconception now that people have,
yes,
about Islam?
Yes, very good question. Almost every Saturday, I have students from different universities. They come to the masjid, they come to the mosque here, ask me questions. Most of the questions are about what is the holy war in Islam? What is this concept of jihad, holy war? And they get surprised when I tell them that there is no holy war in Islam, in fact. And in fact, jihad does not mean holy war. This word, holy war, does not exist in the Islamic terminology. If you look at the book of fiqh, jurisprudence, Islamic jurisprudence, you will not find word holy war, because war is not holy in Islam. So I tell them, the word used is jihad. They say this one. I said, well, jihad does not mean holy war. Let me tell you what jihad means. Jihad means to struggle to change something bad to something good. And jihad is of three types. There is jihad, struggling to change something bad to good. Jihad with the shaitan, with the Satan. So the whispering of the Satan, we change that, we struggle, we make jihad, all right? To change that bad whispering to good, to something positive in life, to become productive in life, instead of just following his bad, evil whispering. There is jihad with the nafs, jihad with oneself. And that is to stop one's evil and to change that evil energy that we have into productive energy, into good energy. That is also jihad. than the last jihad, which is the jihad, the fight against those who attack the Muslim territory and those who attack the Muslim's property. And that is that has, you know, rules, and they have to have a leader, and the leader has to announce it, and the scholars have to agree on it. It's a big concept. It's not what they, because what they, what usually we see some individuals acting on their own and using the name of Islam, and Islam is far from that. Like I said, I gave them a circle and I said, we have the texts are preserved, the Quran and the Sunnah are preserved, they're not touched. Unlike other religions, when you go to the original text, they are not preserved, they were changed, altered. But the Quran and the Sunnah, they are not. So God's word are preserved in Islam. So therefore we have the circle of Islam. This is the circle. Some people are a little bit outside of it. Some people are very far from it. But the source is still clean. You want to come back? Please come back. We want you to come back. We want you. We don't want you to go far to the extreme. That's what extreme means in Islam. Tatarruf, meaning to go to the borders. You're not in the circle. You go to the borders, and sometimes you go far from the borders. That's tatarruf. It's called extremism in Islam, and that is what. So the source is preserved. That is the difference in the Islam. Our source is preserved. All right. So it's here. You wanna come back, please come back. But if you are far from there, you're not in the circle. So saying that you are representing Islam is wrong.
You also covered in your talk today, your khutbah, that for the Muslims not to be a fitna, you know, and you mentioned this dua, this supplication from Abraham.
Peace be upon
him. Peace be upon him. Can you elaborate on this?
Yes, yes. We Muslims are commanded not to put people into trial and to turn people away from the path of God. And Ibrahim, peace be upon him, he supplicated to God and asked him, he said, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Oh Allah, do not make as a reason for others who do not worship you to turn away from your worship, to turn away from your path because of our misconduct. So therefore, the Muslim has to be very careful. And he, like I said, he has to be responsible of every word he says and every action he does. So it is a responsibility. And therefore, a Muslim has to make sure that his words and actions do not turn people away from the path of God. And that includes non-Muslims and Muslims as well. Because you can turn away a Muslim from the religion of God by, you know, mistreating him, you know, hurting him emotionally or physically. So we have to be very careful on that.
How can people, if they're in this area, right now we're visiting sunny Florida, we're stopping to visit you. People now, they watch the Dean Show, and maybe they're visiting sunny Florida. This is Boca Raton.
Yeah.
Boca Raton, about a half hour from Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
And they want to come in and they want to learn more about the most misunderstood way of life, yet the fastest growing way of life, and the way of life that connects with the heart, brings peace, contentment, solace. There's too many wonderful things to list, but they want to learn more about it. How can they connect with you?
Yes, we have a website, icbr.org. We have also many programs here. We have the Revert program. In the Revert program, basically, we teach new Muslims about the basic concepts of Islam. And we also teach non-Muslims who want to have like Islam 101. We also have many outreach programs. Like we have once every Thursday, we have this open house. And people come from different faiths. Sometimes we have priests, rabbis, we have atheists, we have many different people from the society. They come here and they ask questions, and we tell them, you know, there is no question that is not a good question. Ask any question you want, and it doesn't matter whether it's nice or it's bad, or you just ask it. We're not afraid to answer any question. And there is nothing we are afraid of in Islam, and there is nothing we are trying to hide in Islam. Islam is clear. Like I said, the religion itself is preserved, the texts are preserved, and they're not altered, and they are open for anybody who wants to have access to them.
They stumbled on our channel. They've been pumped up with Fox News, closing comments and suggestions for those people. They're scared. They feel like Islam is like the boogeyman is coming to get you. What advice do you give for people like that who are out there, who really, sincerely, generally good people, but they're scared. They don't understand. Islam, Muslims have been demonized, and they look at them as the other. What advice do you give for people like that out there?
They have to know that any one who calls someone for the goodness and for the truth and for the path of God, he will have resistance here and there. So the road was not paved for Noah, peace be upon him. It was not paved for Moses, peace be upon him. It was not paved for Jesus, peace be upon him. It was not paved for Muhammad, peace be upon him. It will never be paved for the followers of the prophets. We understand that, and we are actually facing these challenges, and we would like to reach our hands to the non-Muslim brothers out there and sisters, that please, if you want to know about Islam, don't go ask someone who is not Muslim about Islam. There was a brother here who came from a student from university. He came here and was asking me questions, and I said, where did you get this information from? And he told me he got it from another non-Muslim. And I said, is that fair what you did? He says, why? I said, if I wanted to know something about Christianity, would I go to a Buddhist and ask about Christianity? And he says, no. I said, what is the right way to do it? If I wanted to learn something about, I go to the priest, Christian priest. He says, yeah. I said, why did you go to a non-Muslim to ask about something in Islam? You should have come to me first. And he said, that's why I'm here. I said, that's what we want you to do. We want you to come to us. Please don't ask someone who is not a Muslim about things about Islam. Like I said, the misconception of what jihad is, the misconception, what is Islam about, like Allah, who is Allah? Is he another God, or do we worship Muhammad? And please come. Listen to us and talk to us, and you know, ask us questions, and we will be more than happy to answer all the questions that you have. And don't turn away from someone who is reaching out for you. Don't turn away from them. Come, listen. If you like it, that's good. If you don't like it, then at least you heard us. You gave us a chance to express ourselves.
Wasn't that amazing? Now, if you sat through that, I mean, knowledge is so important, removing the ignorance, because that is the enemy of most of us, is when we don't understand people, we don't understand what they believe. But that's why you're tuning into the Deen Show. You got to meet the imam here of this masjid here in Boca Raton, and you got an invitation to come and learn, ask questions, and connect with the Muslims. We're going to continue on here in sunny Florida.